If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, welcome to the episode of That's So Funny, episode number, I don't know, what is it, 658? Yeah, no, we're doing it. Yeah, now it's another day. Hope you all enjoyed my two interviews I did with the great Harrison Blake Young and the wonderful Tukey. He was great. I was on his show that same day that the interview came out, so you can check that out on his network, Tukey.com, Bedabbler. It was fun. No, it was really fun. Even though I don't know much about Stuttering John, it's really fun. It's a really cool cat. And I just woke up. That's why I sound like shit. But whatever. I'm always a piece of shit. Otherwise, it's just been a chill day. It's just been a chill day, man. I'm just trying to. I'm just a law abiding citizen. Your Honor, I'm just a law-abiding citizen. That's what I want to do, yeah. I just want... Don't cut me in my stomach. My guts are fucking fucking up, man. My guts is hanging out, mate. Only mate. No, I don't know. I'm going from Scottish to Australian or something. Let's check out the news. I think we have some news here. Trying to remember how to do this. All right, yeah. Major Democratic donors call for Biden to step aside after ABC News interview. Yeah, so, you know, after that crazy debate that happened down and makes Biden look really bad, you know, Biden had another interview with George Stephanopoulos from, I guess, ABC? I forget. Yeah, ABC News. And it was quick. It was like, there was a lot of commercial breaks, but it was probably like a 20-minute long interview, very edited. And George Stephanopoulos was just like, hey, man, your interview wasn't that great. And Biden was just like, I had a bad day. That's what I did. I had a bad day. Everybody has a bad day. But it's like, you're the president. You can't be having bad days, you know what I mean? Especially, he's like, and I was tired and sick from whatever. And it's like, dude, but you had just rested at Camp David or whatever for, I don't know what they said, at least 6 days, maybe 8 days, you know? And he was prepped for it, like, you know, really well. He rested and all that. And he's still like, I just had a bad day. Like, that was his mantra to say, I had a bad day. And he's like, don't you have bad days? And George Stephanopoulos was like, yeah, I have bad days, but I mean, you're the president, you know? And he was saying, he kept asking him, would you take like a cognitive test? Because the people are so against, like, you, they've lost confidence in you. And he's like, I take a confidence test every day. Because I'm the president of America, and I deal with the most cognitive things in the world, you know, having to deal with things as a president. And it's just like, okay, so you won't. Just say you won't. And, yeah, that interview was pretty bad. Like, it just made Biden look even worse. And so I guess people want him to step down. Here's someone like Netflix's co-founder and executive chairman is telling him, hey, you should step down. So a lot of heavy donors in the Democratic area. And there were reports of him having reports of Biden having an emergency medical situation going down on Air Force One. But I think those were just, you know, rumors. Or rumors or just like fake news. It was fake news. But I thought he had like tried to eat a pretzel and started choking on it or something. George Bush. Man, now I miss George Bush. Those were the days when we thought George Bush was like the weakest guy and the dumbest president. And it's like, man, we miss the days of George Bush now here at Funky Eskimo Productions. No, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see what Biden plans to do. I don't think he's going to step down just out of pride, because he looks like a very prideful person, which isn't good. That's a sin. And But we'll see if he just had a bad day, because we all have bad days. The Joker had a bad day. Just one bad day. Had a bad day. No, how's that one song go? I think it's by... No, I'm thinking of Train. Drops of Jupiter in her hair. I don't remember. Fuel. I think Fuel is the name of the band that sang Had a Bad Day. That's the one-hit wonders. Next year on the news, Bronny James has 4 points in Summer League debut for Lakers. So, of course, the Lakers signed Bronny James, which is LeBron's son. I don't think it's any secret that they signed him to kind of persuade LeBron James to stay with the Lakers, because he was in a free agency. And they were like, oh, shit, we're going to lose him. So let's draft his son, which his son didn't really do very well in the college. I don't even know if he was in college. I think he opted out of college. He went straight from like high school to the NBA draft. And so he has 4 points at the Summer League debut. And that's funny to me, because I saw in the parlays, because I was doing WNBA and I kept losing. So, but I saw in the parlay that they were like, oh, here's a bonus points. If Bronny James scores more than 5 points, yeah, you win. And that was like cut. That was like almost a gimme that he was going to score at least 5 points, and he didn't score at least 5 points. And that was like being generous. He only scored 4 points. So it just shows you how much he sucks right now, as far as he wasn't even that good as a high school player. And then translating that to the D leagues or whatever, you know, the developmental leagues for the NBA. I don't know if he's going to be that good. It was just more of the idea and the gimmick of a son playing with his father in the league, and someone as amazing as LeBron James playing with his own son on the level of a professional basketball team. But I don't think Bronny James is going to make it. Of course, I know they're going to keep him there for the gimmick, because LeBron James is they just signed him for another 2-year deal. I think they gave Bronny James like 4-year deal at, I don't even know, let's say like $8 million, right? So it's like $2 million a year. And they gave maybe $6 million. And they gave LeBron James a deal of 2 years, but like $180 million. So it's just like, goddamn, you know what I mean? Like, that's pretty that's pretty ridiculous, you know. But we'll see if he gets any better. I mean, because he's in a developmental league, so he's learning. You know what I mean? All he can do is get better. That's what happens when you're a rookie. You know, it takes time sometimes for you to develop, get the right coach and everything like that. So but here's prayers for LeBron James. God, this girl here has a big old butt on the advertisement. Anyways. If you're watching, yeah, there's a girl with a big old butt. Well, you can't see her butt. All you see is the front, but you can tell she has a big old butt.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Next here on the news, Mount Everest's highest camp is littered with frozen garbage, and cleanup is likely to take years. So, I guess people who climb Mount Everest, I didn't even think of this, because all I think about is, like, the people who climb and just end up dying, so their bodies stay frozen there. And they don't really even clear the dead bodies, they just leave the frozen bodies there. But they leave a bunch of trash, because they're just going up there, trying to climb, drinking their Prime energy drinks, or whatever Logan Paul's pushing these days, their Bitcoin, their crypto zoo. And it, the highest camp on the world's tallest mountain is littered with garbage that is going to take years to clean up. A Nepal government-funded team of soldiers and Sherpas removed 11 tons of garbage, 4 dead bodies, and a skeleton from Everest during this year's climbing season. So they have people not even just climbing it for fun anymore. They're just like up there doing chores, fucking cleaning dead bodies and garbage. That's terrible. Like, that's the, I don't know. That's just bullshit that they really need to put signs up there that say, respect this mountain, dude. If you're going to try to climb it, like, don't just leave your trash there. Of course, like, people are climbing it and they're tripping out about surviving, climbing the highest point in the world, I guess, at the moment, right? Until it isn't. But the fact that they're, like, not respecting it, leaving their garbage and trash because they're, all they're worried about is survival, is understandable, but still bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, respect the mountain, especially if you're climbing it recreationally, because you got to think about these people now that don't even climb it recreationally. They're climbing it just to clean up after you, the trash, you know? And clean up your dead body. So don't even fucking die up there, because they're going to have to deal with that shit too. But yeah, respect the mountain. It's sacred. I'm sure it's sacred land. I mean, as far as whoever lives there, and the Nepalitans, the Nepal government, the Nepalians. No, I don't know. But yeah, clean up after yourself. That's just a good rule. Don't, here in Texas, I think they'll mess with Texas, and they had the Indian with the tear every time someone would litter. So don't make that Indian cry. That's bullshit. It's not racist. It's just bullshit. Speaking of racist, though, and last year on the news, Danny Trejo breaks silence after July 4th parade fight, claims self-defense. Here's Danny Trejo being an old man. Danny Trejo broke silence after he was involved in a fight and an Independence Day parade, saying the incident was so sad he believes it was racially motivated. Honestly, I am so sad. I am so sad that I behaved the way I behaved. I'm so sad that grown men got to throw water balloons to enjoy a day. A spectator hit Trejo's vintage convertible with a water balloon. Trejo 80 told the outlet that he only exited his car because an unnamed person yelled that the balloon was full of acid. I don't think I would have even got out of the car if somebody hadn't yelled, "It's acid." That's when I panicked. Trejo was, he said he was hit by another water balloon and confronted the parade goer who threw it. Then the actor said the man grabbed his shirt, leading to a fight. So he got hit with water balloons. And then he goes up to the guy and said, "What the hell is wrong with you?" And Trejo is saying that the confrontation was racially motivated. Yeah, I don't know about this, but all I know is I wouldn't fuck with, even in a prankster joking manner, I would not fuck with Danny Trejo. He seems like he's always in ready to fight mode. I wouldn't fuck with Danny Trejo. That's just good advice right there. Even if it's a little prank. It's a prank, bro. It's a prank. It's a prank, man. Don't fuck with Danny Trejo. Just let him be. He's an old man. He's what, 80? Is that what it said? How old was he? On July 4th. Da, 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 da. Yeah, he's 80 years old. Don't fuck with him, dude. He's gonna think everything's racially motivated, you know? Just don't throw a water balloon at Danny Trejo, man. That's it. That's and don't, you know, it has acid in it. And then he just gets out and starts fucking throwing machetes and daggers everywhere and whatever. But, you know, that's how things are here. That's all funny, man. That's all funny. I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. That's all funny. There's one anywhere podcast, but we'll just say that's all funny. I got a podcast with my buddy Gabe called That's All Kayfabe. We'll talk about wrestling. Check that out. Talk something. That's All Kayfabe. Any more podcasts available. I do have the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@LorenzoAriola, where you could find other content. I do videos and stuff like that, interviews of videos of the interviews I do, as well as a live show I do with the wonderful Ben Salad called Tits and Areolas. That's on its own podcast. That's on its own podcast too. If you want to listen to it on there, just search for Tits and Areolas with Ben Salad, or just search Areolas with Ben Salad, because tits won't show up very well. But you can find the podcast available on that. Check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@LorenzoAriola. If you want to find me on Twitter and Instagram, it's @LorenzoAriola. I got t-shirts, print, stickers. If you want to order anything, let me know. And if you want to commission some art from a great artist, this is all the art for the show, @RetroHorrorInc on Twitter and Instagram. That's @RetroHorrorInc. Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/LorenzoAriola, to help support the show. You get early stuff, bonus stuff, episodes like that. I want to thank you, my Patreon members. Thank you, everyone, for liking, subscribing, sharing, and caring. Take care.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.